Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
We can get this started with Ken.
Ken.
Morning, Bob.
First, that's a rough proposition right there.
Yes, it is. So I'm prepping you for the regular season. Can you trace what you've seen from Dalton Jeffries from maybe the first time you saw him a couple of years ago? I know he was coming back from Tommy John back then, but what you've seen from him now and how he's developed and what you like about what he's doing now?
Should we trace this all the way back to the University of California?
I was going to mention
public institution in the country, or do you want me to just go pro ball for you?
Well, it might be the second best University of California school, but.
No, you know, it's not only an injury and then coming back and you know, looked to be fully healthy and then had another injury, you know, in a spring training performance, which can certainly affect your psyche some, but worked hard and diligently to come back. You know, we saw him a little bit in spring training. We like what we saw. Got a start last year. Didn't go the way he wanted it to. You know, was basically kind of a two-pitch guy. It seemed like last year I didn't get to see him a ton. And now it really feels like he's coming into his own. You know, the breaking pitch is huge for him. The command's always been there. Velo on his fastball's back, got a good changeup. So I think this is really a good time for him. You know, see where we go as far as, you know, what seem to be a little full in the rotation right now, but right on the cusp of, you know, being that maybe that first guy as far as depth goes.
So the breaking ball has been a big improvement for him.
It has. And you know, you've seen it this spring. He's pitching again today. You know, in the last two times he's gone through, you know, the tough part of the lineup too in spring training. And I know it's only spring training, but for a guy like that, it means a lot. So I think his confidence has grown exponentially.
Manolo.
Good morning, Bob. Seth Brown, seems to be coming alive in that game yesterday. He's no longer the sleeping beauty of the spring.
And also, he has a homer under his belt now. We've seen him hit a homer, so I know he was grinding on that for quite some time.
Yeah. And Barrera yesterday, a couple of hits. One of those were two outs, which the managers love. How do you feel as a manager that several of the pieces that are looking for a job is not making it easy on each other, you know, coming along at the same time?
Yeah, you know, I mean, at a time when it looks like, you know, most of our, you know, younger players are kind of at the big league level now. And, you know, I've looked at, you know, some of the prognosticators have our system is not being great, you know, as far as our prospects. We do have some guys that we feel like are on the cusp, you know, and could give us some quality depth this year. You know, there's still potentially a spot to be left on the team as well. So all these guys are fighting for that. But the more you see them, the more you like them. And each of them bring kind of different facets to what, you know, their game is and how that matches up with our team. So it's good to see these guys hitting, and it's good to see these guys, you know, getting a serious opportunity right now.
Yeah, what I've noticed is you went one step ahead, because the other day you were saying there was at least one spot. And now you say there's one spot. That's very interesting. By the way,
I can't remember what I say from day to day, Manolo. Tomorrow, I'll probably say there are three spots open.
Yeah. How is Tony Kemp doing from what happened yesterday?
You know what? I haven't talked to him today. I haven't heard anything that would suggest it's going to be a while. He's off today. I'm probably going to give him 2 days off with the night game tomorrow. But we'll see. If he responds well, maybe we play him tomorrow. But I don't think it'll be a problem.
John?
Yeah, good morning, Bob.
Morning.
What are your feelings about 10 straight to open the season? You know, the nemesis and the champs. Usually, you know, teams, including yourself, would have a break, at least in the first week. I mean, now it means, you know, the starting five would go two turns around without any kind of breather. But isn't that unusual?
We've had 16 in a row to start before. So usually the West Coast clubs end up playing a few games in a row. They don't have the built-in you know, off day on the second day, potentially because of rain. So it's not, we've dealt with it before. I don't think it's that big a deal. Now, what did you say? The nemesis and the what?
The champs.
Nemesis and the champs.
Well, the Dodgers and the Astros.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Well, you're the only West Coast team doing this. I mean, every other team has a break in the first week. No big deal.
I haven't looked at anybody else's schedule. It's something that feels like we have to deal with every year.
Yeah, okay. And you'd use five starters twice. That's the plan.
Right.
Okay. Hey, just curious. Is there any doubt about Rosenthal being available?
He threw a pen. Let's see here. He threw a bullpen yesterday. He looked good.
Yeah.
So... throwing the hitters on Sunday, sim game on Sunday.
Okay, thank you very much.
Vince?
Bob, looking at the way the spring training is gone, do you feel like the club may have found something with the way you've set up the pitching, meaning a model moving forward with your regular guys at backfields and looking at young guys in the early games? It gives you the extent of look at the possibility if somebody's not ready. Do you see this moving forward?
Yeah, I think we like what we're seeing right now. This, you know, the COVID is, you force us to do things a little bit differently and stagger. I don't know that, you know, we stagger five different groups on a particular day on stretches and so forth, but, you know, maybe doing something like that, and depending on what you have in your system and how you want to look at those guys early in spring training. It could be a good template for it. I did read where Bassett said we've been – usually we stand around for 4 or 5 hours, which is not the case. I think he might have embellished on that a little bit, but I think what he was getting at was they like this format in that, you know they're going to get their pitches in, they get feedback from hitters and vice versa. So it does feel like something that could, you know, we could do in years to come as well.
And are you continuing with 7 innings today?
There's a potential for 9 today. We'll see what the weather has to say, but I think we're scheduled for 9.
And then finally, with Jed playing second base, if he gets through spring training progressing in a manner that everybody is satisfied with his health and whatnot, do you see a number in your mind that you would play him at second base, or do you just like the fact that you've got options that he can DH for you from the right side and that gets him off his feet as well and keeps him helping the club, but also keeps him fresh for you?
I don't have a number. We just want to get him healthy through spring, and then we'll see where we're at. You know, he's working hard to make a team. So, you know, haven't played in a couple of years, and even made the comment to me, he was pretty nervous the other day when he, you know, in his first game. So, you know, the more he's out there, the more comfortable he'll feel. You know, you watch him in the sim games and his at-bats are good. I mean, they don't look too much different than what we've seen in the past. So it's all about just trying to get them healthy through spring. And then, you know, then we have decisions to make.
Martin.
Hey, Bob. Is AJ Puck still scheduled to throw tomorrow? 13th, I think you said.
Let me see here. What's his name again? Puck. Sorry. What did we have for him? 13. Yep, tomorrow. Sorry. Yeah.
It's all good.
All right. Shayna.
Is there another day that Frankie is scheduled to pitch? Montas?
What do we have for? Do we have that written down over there? 14th. Boy, you guys are a pain today. That or I'm not prepared, one or the other. Probably the latter.
Vince?
Continuing on the pitching, what about Mike Fiers?
He's still not throwing yet. Hold on. Feeling better, still not playing catch. Increase activity level and potentially catch tomorrow.
Still enough time, though, in your mind, as we stand today, that he could be available first week?
Yeah, it's some concern, but he's always been a guy that has been able to take the ball. I mean, you look at his history with us. I don't think he's missed a start.
Manolo.
You just mentioned Montas for the 14. Is that a game or a simulated game?
What is it? I think it's a game. We're checking right now for you.
Yes,
game.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, you better cut me off. Worse.